D. But if you ask me, Georgian Harold simply suffered from IBSS, incredibly boring school syndrome. You see, Georgian Harold weren't really bad kids. They were actually very bright, good-natured boys. Their only problem was that they were bored in school, so they took it upon themselves to liven things up for everybody. Wasn't that thoughtful of them?
Hey, Harold, look at the Jerome Horowitz Elementary School sign. It says, "Don't underestimate our good teachers."
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yeah, let's switch the letters around and say, "Our teachers don't use deodorant."
That ought to liven things up around here.
We're very thoughtful.
Me too.
Unfortunately, George and Harold's thoughtfulness got them into trouble every now and then. Sometimes it got them into a lot of trouble. And one time, it got them into so much trouble, it almost caused the entire planet to be taken over by a ruthless, maniacal, mad scientist guy in a giant robot suit. But before I can tell you that story, I have to tell you this story. Chapter 2. All Hail New Swissland. As everybody knows, New Swissland is a small country just southeast of Greenland. You probably know all about New Swissland's natural resources and systems of government. But here's something about New Swissland that I'll bet you didn't know. Everybody in New Swissland has a silly name. Just ask their president, the Honorable Chuckles Jingleberry McMonkey Burger Jr., or his lovely wife, Stinky. They'll tell you all about New Swissland's proud, silly name heritage. They'll tell you about the cultural significance of silly names. And then they'll probably tell you a really, really long, boring story of how this stupid tradition got started. We'll skip that part, okay? Just remember that everybody in New Swissland has a silly name, like Jiggle T Chunk Skunks, Tipper Q Zipper Dripper, or Ivana Goda de Bathroom. From the richest to the poorest, from the dumbest to the smartest, their statues are proudly displayed in the New Swissland Hall of Fame. And speaking of the smartest, let me introduce you to Professor Pippi P. Poopy Pants. Now, Pippi P. Poopy Pants was probably the smartest person in all of New Swissland. He graduated at the head of his class at Chunky Q Booger Nose University, and afterwards spent all of his time creating wild and fantastic inventions. Let's look in on him, shall we? Back in his private laboratory, Professor Pippi P. Poopy Pants was just putting the finishing touches on two wonderful new inventions, the Shrinky Pig 2000 and the Goosey Grow 4000. Professor Poopy Pants called for his assistant, Porkbelly Funky Skunk.
"Mr. Funky Skunk!" Pippi yelled. "I am now ready to test my new inventions."
Porkbelly took notes while the professor aimed his Shrinky Pig 2000 at a hideous pile of trash. A powerful beam of energy blasted the garbage heap. Suddenly, the large pile of trash shrank to the size of a gumball.
"Hooray! It works!" cried Professor Poopy Pants. "Now I must try the Goosey Grow 4000.
Pippi and Porkbelly aimed the Goosey Grow 4000 at an ordinary hot dog with mustard. Went another bright beam of energy. Suddenly, the hot dog grew and grew until it crashed through the walls of the laboratory.
"We did it!" exclaimed Porkbelly.
"What do you mean, we?"
yelled Professor Poopy Pants.
"I did it! I'm the genius! You're just a lowly assistant! And don't you forget it!"
"Sorry, boss," said Porkbelly.
"With these two inventions," exclaimed Professor Poopy Pants, "I will be able to solve the world's garbage problem and create enough food for everyone on the entire planet!"
Finally, it looked as if all of the Earth's dilemmas would be fixed forever. But who would have believed that in just a few short weeks, Professor Poopy Pants would be trying to take over the planet?